that the death forces in this region cut down the electricity from Kekla to Gal'a, Nufrin, Zintan, Rujban, and Narhibat, then started shelling all these cities and with the Grad missiles that destroy attacking the civilians, houses, hospitals, and everywhere randomly. Yesterday, freedom fighters of Nafusa decided to defend themselves and attack the Gaddafi forces. So this morning, in early morning, move all forces. Freedom fighters went and fight the Gaddafi forces in Shakshuk, and they liberated the Shakshuk. Now it's free, and there's no more Gaddafi forces. Also, they attacked the Gaddafi forces in Ghassr al-Haj, and Ghassr al-Haj is liberated now, and it's free completely. And after that, Gaddafi forces moved back to a location named Kassarat. It's to the east of Ghassr al-Haj, and they are surrounded now by freedom fighters. We can hear from our place in Jeddah that it's still fighting, and we're hearing bombs a lot at this time, but freedom fighters control the situation at time being. Also, freedom fighters give back the or turned on the electricity, so all the area have electricity. It's working properly, and this is at time being now. And we have 11 injuries. Also, we have one injured from Gaddafi forces. It's in the hospital now. We give him treatment. Also, we have two freedom fighters caught two of the Gaddafi forces, and they are in safe place now. And freedom fighters caught two tanks and some of anti-craft vehicles and four-wheel drive cars. That's it for time being now, and everything under control. While the Gaddafi forces moving down, they tried to shell the Jadu city by missiles I have never seen before. We don't know the type, but it's safe, nobody injured. It's too close to the hospital in Jeddah.